Yeah, this is dedicated to everybody that lost somebody, whether it was your loved ones, somebody you was with, for those that lost ones to drugs, alcohol, suicide, death, murder, car wrecks especially, you feel me? This is dedicated to my people who lost people.
Times have changed. I've written for a cousin of mine. She's like my sister. She OD'd, you know. She moved into the big city of Portland from the reservation, was going to go be a nurse, and she got into some trouble with some people, and she tried heroin for the first time and overdosed. It took a big part of me, like, wow, like, following week, cousin of mine got in a car wreck, drinking and driving. Boom. And I think, like, 5 months later, another cousin of mine committed suicide, and it just got to me, like, all this music I'm making, and it's not impacting or even talking about those stories. You know, if you ever listen to my first album, none of it talks about the violence or the sadness or the harsh life that we live, that where we come from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time Big Inspiration came out, that's why I named it that, was because I became clean, and I couldn't write for the life of me, man, like, for 3 months until all that happened. Mm. And then, boom, Times Have Changed was the very first song I wrote for the Big Inspiration.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I talk about all that stuff, like, this is dedicated to anybody who got in a car wreck, anybody who OD'd, anybody who... And so many people that liked the song, including Nate, and he was like, I want to be a part of that song, but I didn't have the original files to delete the other guy's verse off and add it to it. You know what I mean? I didn't want to do all that. I was like, let's just start brand new. So he had a song that he had written about his mom and dad. His dad actually died in a car wreck, too, for drinking and driving. The song wasn't really saying, don't drink. It was just a story about what happens when you drink in the Northwest. These things happen, you know? His mom got shot in the face, which she survived, but that also kind of took her in a different direction. Like, that happened to her. And so if you ever really listen to the song, the last verse isn't about me. You know, Nate had this song for, I think, 2 years. And we kept coming up with songs, coming up with the beat, and it would always be like some fancy hype beat that you couldn't express yourself in that kind of way.
Right.
So he said, well, I got the song I wrote about my mom and dad. It kind of has to do with drinking. And I said, okay, let's listen to it. And I heard it, and I said, okay, I got it. And so he actually had 4 people on there. He had one person, he didn't like it, he deleted it. He had another person, he didn't like it, he deleted it. Another, you know what I mean? So by the time it gets to me, he's like, he's already like nervous, like, damn, I don't want to erase Big B.
I mean, you know.
And when I wrote the verse, he literally got up and walked out of the room, because when I wrote that, I wrote it about him. Because see, he was talking about his mom and dad, and then I said, well, I'm gonna write about you, how you are now, because you're living on my couch, you're an alcoholic, and you have PTSD, you know, from the war. So if you ever really listen to, I'm talking about him.
This is Back to Northwest Bar.
Back to Northwest Bar. So
you need to check this one out again.
Yeah, watch the video, you know. And what's crazy is if you ever watch the video and there's beer and everything on that counter, that's real. Like, that was from the night. Yeah, there was a party there the night before. So it wasn't like we just went out and said, hey, can I have all your beer cans? No, that was really happening.
Right.
And it was a gloomy day, you know, in the Northwest. You definitely know it rains a lot.
That never happens.
Yeah, right. So it all ended up working out. And it was an eerie video, man. It was. It was like we posted on Facebook, like, does anybody know anybody who died from alcohol? And it was weird. It was like so many people had sent in names, messaged us names. Put my cousin, put my uncle, put my dad, put my mom. Already with Nate and I, we already had like 40-something names just between him and I.
Yeah.
That we didn't have to seek for.
Not even trying to.
Yeah. So instead of being selfish with it, we actually took all the people that messaged us because we knew that it would impact them too, and they wanted to be a part of that. So we kind of deleted our names a little bit and added the ones that they did so they could become part of the video. I'm going to let you know that I'm with you to the grave. The times have changed. Your world could turn around. The ones who meant the most, nowhere to be found.
Brutus Baez, Big B, in conversation with KVCR's David Fleming. You can hear the rest of the conversation on KVC Arts tonight at 7 o'clock on 91.9 KVCR.